Still don't have a good opening for the show. Hey, I'm Jeff Bryans. This is the Jeff Bryans Show. Quick show today. I just wanted to get into COVID-19. Why do I want to do that? Well, we just hit an all-time record yesterday with number of cases. This is a big deal. With the election going on, with just so much tumultuousness in the country, this can get overshadowed to some extent. I'm not saying it's not being reported. It definitely is. But I think it should be more talked about as we go into, frankly, a party holiday. I know that Halloween is not a big deal for most people. And if you've got kids and you're going to take them trick-or-treating, I actually think that's okay, even though I know it's going to get shut down in a lot of places, or a lot of parents aren't so cool with that. I'll get into that in a second, maybe. But the bigger, you know, as we pull the lens back type of thing here is we just hit an all-time record yesterday of new cases. Hospitalizations are going up, though they're not near records, but that's a lagging indicator. So let's put that aside for a second. If this trend continues, and I see no reason that it won't continue, any policy decision that we make as a state or a city or even as a country, it'll be such a slow change to make happen that we really need to take some personal accountability right now. And we need to think about long-term repercussions to our decisions right now. So what I mean by that is if you were to get COVID right now and you get sick in 6 days, that's usually how it happens. There's a incubation period of anywhere from 1 to 6 days, sometimes even longer. And then you get really sick and you need to go to a hospital. Well, we're going to see those hospitalizations go way up here probably in about 2 weeks. There may not be a bed ready. I'm not trying to be alarmist here. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this is a resurgence of the virus in a way that is just a byproduct of maybe increased testing and it's a younger population that's getting it. But I have no reason to just think that's the case. In fact, there's reasons to think to the contrary. So as opposed to going to that crowded bar this Halloween where cases are already on the rise, and it's not like we're coming into the spring where everybody's going to be outside. Everybody's going to be inside more. And a lot of businesses don't have the means to shut down. I really think this is a good time, again, personal accountability, be smart. I'm not trying to tell you to not live your life. In fact, I do believe if you're younger, you should take a little more risk. I think that's okay. I think the data supports that idea. But if you're younger and you know you're going to go hang out with your 65-year-old parents or 88-year-old grandmother or something like that the following week or something, be smart. This is like how you have to think. You have to think more than just for yourself and more than one step ahead. If it's just you and you're not going to be around elderly people and you're masked up when you are, you know, say in the grocery store or something like that, cool, do whatever you want. I'm not here to, you know, it's America. Not trying to turn this into something, you know, more draconian like China or whatever. We're never going to do that. But yeah, as we go forward, I think this could be a really big holiday that drives things the wrong direction that really could overrun hospitals in the near future. Since I'm on the air, I don't know if you call this on the air because I just record this and then cut it and then post it. But I don't cut like a lot of shows where, you know, I'll just babble and then I'll be like, oh, that was good, that was bad, you know, and put something together that's higher quality. Maybe I will in the future if more people listen to this. But and again, I'm on the air. So let's talk about the election for 1 second. Everybody knows my stance. No matter who wins or who loses, we all kind of lose. I don't think either candidate is all that well-suited for office. And if I look at the VPs, both of them don't inspire me. I think one's kind of extremist. The other is kind of old school and boring. I just think this country deserves a lot better than what we are being given. And I had a cell phone. I'm leaving that. I'm not cutting this. Like I said, I think we all deserve something a lot better than we are being presented with. And I hope we can band together and see that and kind of drop the tribalism and drop the my side versus your side. This just seems so damaging to personal relationships and community. And that honestly is going to impact you a lot more than whoever the president is. Like, you know, I've made this point many times, but I really don't know that the president impacts our day-to-day life all that much, no matter who it is. You know, I know your taxes might change. I know you are probably going to be more or less embarrassed when you go to Europe, stuff like that. But there's so much more that occurs behind the scenes. I think one thing that struck me is learning that Obama learned a lot of what his administration had done on the news. You can look this up. I sound like Alex Jones now. Look it up. But seriously, that shocked me that a president, even as, you know, somebody that seems to be so on top of it like Obama, had no idea certain things that had gone on in his administration, many of which were good until he checked it out on the news. So as far as expectations around the election itself, I think it's going to be a lot tighter than the polls suggest. I think we're going to see Trump make a run. I don't think he's actually going to win, but I would be surprised if it's not a lot closer than expectation. Here's an interesting idea that was brought up by Ben Shapiro. Check out the tweet because he actually breaks it down for you. But there is actually a way that we can have a tie in the Electoral College, 269-269. And it's actually not that far-fetched. Is it likely? Probably not. But is it possible? Absolutely. Between this possible outcome, the possible craziness on between the House and the Senate, as to who is elected, if it's a Republican Senate or not, how much does it go the other direction, all of these things. When you weigh everything together, I think you have to turn to the Supreme Court nomination and go, wow, we kind of needed a seventh Supreme Court justice to be on the bench in case shit really hits the fan around the country and we enter into kind of unprecedented times. We need the high court to not be stuck as well. So I realize that an election doesn't immediately go to the Supreme Court, but there's a way that if we have an Electoral College tie, we have that coupled with suspected corruption as far as ballots go, or a recount needed, or something like that. We need the Supreme Court to be acting as they did with, who was it, Al Gore and George Bush, was that right? We need the ability for it not to be tied there as well. We could end up in complete and total disarray if everything is on the Supreme Court level could just be tied, if it's a 3-3 type of outcome. So no matter what you think of ACB, as I call her, because I don't like to try to say the last two names, I don't know why. No matter what you think of Trump's nominee and her being appointed very quickly, I actually think she sounds like a very qualified woman. And I actually think she sounds like somebody that if I ever had a daughter and she turned out like her, I would be incredibly proud. She seems to be as on top of it as you could possibly be. Now, you can have a debate as to if being an originalist, textualist, constitutionalist, which is how she reads the law, basically says she reads it as it was written. She doesn't try to like modernize it. You can make the argument that that's not appropriate. I think that's an interesting debate. I kind of lean toward we need to interpret the law at the judicial level as it was written. And if we think it's outdated, it needs to be updated on the legislative front, not on the judicial front. That is not their job. Their job is not to make laws. Their job is to interpret the law. And I think she's got a very strong track record of that. And I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, that aside, say what you will about the appointment, say what you will about weaponizing of the court. I don't necessarily think that's the case at all. But it does strike me as something that is incredibly important to have an odd number of judges on the court as it stands right now, considering what this country could go through. I don't think anything all that crazy is going to happen. I also don't think Trump's going to like do some power stand and say, I'm not leaving and blah, blah, blah. I think there could be a little bit of a ripple if he's like, I don't buy these mail-in ballots that are 3 days late, like some states are allowing. Like that does seem like a terrible idea. So I could see a little bit of that. I could see like mild or kind of tiny skirmishes around the country between Republicans and Democrats, which, by the way, is exactly what Russia, Iran, China wants. So anybody listening to this on that front, pay attention. We're all one country. We're all one team. And as much as you may not like the Democrats or you may not like the Republicans, you should really not like those, like, I want to say bad words, and I feel like it's not going to serve my purpose here, but you should really not like the fact that there is a nefarious foreign actor trying to get us to go at each other's throats. Doesn't that seem like you're the pawn and they're the chess player? Shouldn't that be your goal to avoid that? And this has kind of been my message throughout everything. Yes, I've got strong convictions around, I guess, politics and policy and blah, blah, blah. I really don't lean one way. I seem to lean more to the right now, not because I am actually a Republican, but because that side of the news is just completely underreported. But I still think the most important thing, no matter what your ideologies are, that you come together as a community and that you're willing to hear anybody. You know, it's so tough on text. And I believe anybody I ever get into it with online, if I could call them, if I could invite them over, if we could have a beer, if we could have a cup of coffee and just have a podcast together, if we could just do what we're doing right now, you know, even if we have very differing viewpoints, I think we could have a situation that I'd say 9 out of 10 times ends with cheersing of beers or high-fiving, I guess we can't do that, knuckles, whatever COVID standards allow, and us respecting one another more. I think that would be the normal outcome. Just for whatever reason, social media is so good at tearing us apart. And I hope we realize, again, I've harped on this, but I hope we realize how that doesn't serve anybody well, no matter where you are in this country, and like I said, no matter what your beliefs are, tearing each other apart seems to be the worst thing. Unless you just want to be a disintegrationist and you really do believe that burning this country to the ground and starting over is the best way, which I've articulated many a time. I do not believe that is the case. I think we all could do ourselves a favor and look back at history, not just as to what happened, but the quality of life people led. Even 50, 100, 150, 200 years ago, and realize just how crazy and incredible this thing called modern society really is. We all enjoy incredibly high quality of lives, and I think this system is largely part of the reason, or the reason. So let's not ignore that. Let's have some gratitude. I sound like a dad. Everybody have a good weekend. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Tell a friend, subscribe. Here's the deal. If I can get more people listening to this, I can do a lot more with this. It needs to start making me money at a point. So when I say a lot more with this, I mean, I can bring people on. I can spend the time to find people that I think are interesting. I can bring them on. We can have real conversations, whatever. The other thing I can do is actually spend real time writing and pulling clips together that may articulate points better and can actually be kind of a mashup of things I listen to and things I believe are interesting. I think this would be a lot more powerful and a lot better way to produce this podcast, but it takes a lot more time. And until I see listeners actually subscribing and thinking like what I'm doing here is cool, I don't have the resources at the moment. So anyway, tell people, let me know what I can do better. Cheers, everybody.